We continue to keep our education prayer focus, and today's is substance abuse in San Bernardino County in the schools. So most of it is cannabis and alcohol substance abuse. They account for the highest youth admissions, 70% at cannabis and 12% at alcohol. Thankfully, youth-related substance use disorder admissions have trended downward in our county. Local school districts and the superintendent maintain a zero tolerance policy regarding the possession or use of alcohol and illegal drugs on campus. And they focus on four things: prevention, intervention, restoration, and discipline. And there is a new drug of concern, carfentanil, a synthetic opioid approximately 10,000 times more potent than morphine and 100 times more potent than fentanyl. So, Father, we lift up these programs. We lift up the prevention and support programs, specifically Friday night, a youth-led substance use prevention program in all three of the schools, elementary, middle, and high school age youth. They provide a fun environment. We pray they would draw more people to build leadership, advocacy, and to promote healthier lifestyles. We also pray that the movie, the little video clip, the 2-minute video clip, Just One Pill Can Kill, a message to students by students, would be shared around the county by the students, to their parents, to their friends, to their neighbors. Excellent video, very informative, very powerful, inspirational, and heartfelt. It explains what they can do and how bad fentanyl is, and what it has done to so many people's lives. We also lift up the inner and pray that more people watch that, and that it would stop people from taking drugs, or that they would seek help if they have problems with it. We pray for intervention where there's a violation, that parents and law enforcement would be contacted, the sufficient disciplinary action that would match the type of abuse that occurred at the school, like if they were selling it, distributing it, etc., versus just having some on them, that their school activity would be restricted or expulsed, depending, that they would also get help with counseling and alternative placement referrals. We pray they would include churches. They'd also be a source that they could seek for deliverance and recovery. We also pray for education on the immediate help and resources, including the substance use prevention and 24/7 helpline access that San Bernardino County provides. We also pray other churches will intervene and talk to their youth groups about substance abuse and alcohol to help prevent it from happening to them. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen.